Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes.
Hugh, you and I do a lot of tasting, and we get a lot of notes that we accumulate, and sometimes there's just no way of finding a real theme. So we make up a theme.
A convenient pocket to put everything in?
Call it odds and ends. There is a theme to this. These are recent French releases.
Correct.
So let me hear it.
I have been on sort of a French jag lately. And I'm going to be in France in October, so I'm okay sort of prepping myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I did try a number of these, and while I think a couple of these represent, I think, pretty good values for what they are, this is just sort of a scattering around. One of the first things I tried from a producer that you and I have had before, Cédric Bardin, is a wine called Coteau de Genois. 2015. It's from the Loire Valley. That is the Appellation Coteau de Genois. This is a Sauvignon Blanc. It's a lovely fruity wine with really good aromatics and, shocked and amazed, Sauvignon Blanc from the Loire Valley. Tremendous acidity.
Of course, yeah.
This is going to sell for about $19 a bottle. If you're looking for a nice crisp white that's got some character, that's going to do well with some seafood dishes as we're wrapping up the summer, this would be a good suggestion. Cédric Bardin, Coteau de Genois. I've always had a big weak spot in my heart for genuine French white Burgundy. I don't like paying for it. I did come across one from Domaine Vincent Bouzereau, which is a Meursault for 2013, which sells for about $60. And before you think that's really expensive, that's actually not really expensive.
Not really.
For Meursault. It's 100% Chardonnay. It's pale straw. What I like about this is that this is a wine with finesse and structure. It's not going to be anywhere near as heavy or fruit forward as a California Chardonnay. There's terrific minerality, and there's a complexity here. Do you have the citrus characteristics? Yes. Very light oak. But there's a subtle, almost a hazelnut characteristic that pops through here. And I thought it was really stunning.
Creamy?
A little bit of creaminess, but more just the wonderful sort of crisp angularity,
okay,
which I thought was really attractive. Bordeaux is always expensive. Chateau Peybrun, Peybrun, 2012. Cadillac Côte de Bordeaux, which is the Appellation, which is a blend of Merlot, Cab, and Cab Franc. This was a nice bottle of wine for $20. Chewy black fruit, note of cocoa, good acidity, and fine grain tannin. Bordeaux for $20, that's good like that, I thought was a pretty good value. I'm not a huge Beaujolais fan, but I do like the Cruz. Domaine Jacques Piret, Côte de Broglie, which is a Cru Beaujolais for about $24. It's 100% Gamay. Deep garnet, racy berries and minerals with good acidity. Pretty classic for Cru Beaujolais. And my favorite of the thing sells for about $30. Chateau Rocher-Courbin, Montagne Saint-Emilion, which is sort of an area right near Saint-Emilion. 90% Merlot, 5% Cab Franc, and 5% Cab. Deep garnet, smoky black fruit, intense, lovely tobacco notes, medium tannins, and a bright acidity. This was dynamite for $30.
$30 for it. That's a complex Bordeaux.
That's a complex Bordeaux. And this is still relatively young. I think it's going to be a wine to look at for a while.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.